We're talking about Chesam of Aleph. Yesterday we were learning a very interesting sugya about whether how to check the medika. With what light do you check the medika? Do you check it the chometz? Do you check by sunlight or by candlelight? There's a quick sikkum, a quick memory down the memory lane of what we learned yesterday. As we learned, there's Zechay Machlekes, Rashi, and a lot of the other Yishayim. The other Yishayim, we'll start with the other Yishayim. The other Yishayim holds that the Gemara, and it says you can't check Lo'ya Chamo, the Gemara never meant that there's a Havmina that you can Chathila check in the daytime. And the Gemara, the Yishayim ask, what, this Chamo in the nighttime? How can you tell me that you can't check Lo'ya Chamo? Of course you can't check Lo'ya Chamo, because there's no Chama in the night time. That means the Rishonim assumed, had an assumption, that Tikkun Chometz has to be done the Chatzchila at night. And therefore they have this question. Can't you be Tikkun at night by the sunlight, because it's not a night. There's no sun at night. So they said, you're right, we're talking about B'di'evit. This whole Gemara is talking about B'di'evit situation. This whole brightness. In both Kenoda Chama means B'di'evit. If you miss the right night. If you miss the right night, B'di'evit, what should you do? If you miss the right night, B'di'evit, you do it in the daytime. How do you do it in the daytime? Not with the sunlight. So how do you do it in the daytime then, if not with the sunlight? What would you say?
Okay, you come some kind of a vuko, some kind of a strong talk.
But a camel, yeah. So here you see a chiddush. That the Bryce is telling me that even in the daytime you need to use a candle. That's the chiddush which we see in this Bryce. Bryce is telling me a chiddush that even in the daytime you need to use a candle. How do we get to that chiddush? Rabbi Yaakov, how do we get to that chiddush? We got to the chiddush because we had an assumption. The assumption was that
candle can add something.
Huh?
Candle can add something.
No, that was the chiddush that we saw. But how did we get to that chiddush? That was the end problem. How did we get to the chiddush? We got to the chiddush because we had an assumption. The assumption was that the brayta must be talking about the b'di'evit situation. It must be talking about when you miss the night already. Why? Because it's possible you have to do b'dika. It's possible you have to do b'dika at night. Possible. Even... There's never how many you could do in a stadr in a moshul, the chatchil in the day. It's possible you have to do it in night. Possible. So the brayta must be talking about in the daytime. The brayta must be talking about in the daytime. The brayta talking about in the daytime. So what does it mean? Ein boitkin o'erachamo. So what are you going to check? It must be you have to check o'erachamo with a candle. So here the brayta is telling me that even though you missed the night, either you miss the night, you can't rely on the sun, you have to have the sun and the candle together. That's the chiddush that came out according to the majority of the Rishonim. Rashi, though, clearly said that Echsadra, you can check Lechatchila in the daytime. You can Lechatchila Jibdika's Chomet in the daytime. If you learn like that, then you have a whole new picture how you learn this Braisa. Learn the Brisa, a new picture now. Ein boitkin lo lo'ya chamo. The Brisa is telling me that you might have thought that I could lechatchila check a room in the daytime. I know you can check a chadra in the daytime, so you might have thought you can check another room in the daytime. Says the Brisa, no. Don't check in the daytime. Rather, you should check in the nighttime. Check in the nighttime. Check the night before. So we don't have any Bryce is telling me a chiddush about b'di'eved, if you didn't check in the night, what should you do? That Bryce wasn't telling me that. Bryce was telling me what the mode of operatus should be. How should a person check a b'di'eved's chomet? Can I check the chatchila b'di'eved's chomet with the sun? There are places where you can. A study you can. Keneged the avuka you can. Keneged the aruba you can. Keneged Aruba, you can. So what about other type of rooms? Can you check that? Keneged the Chamo? Says the Braita, no, you can't take those keneged achama. So how should you do the chametz for those rooms? Lo'ayaneh. When? Obviously in the night time. That's how Rashi learned. But Tosafot, not Tosafot, the Rosh and other Rishonim, they understood that the Braita would never have ever, ever told us, had a half minute, would never had a half minute, you could do any bedika lechatchila in the day. Even achsadu. Even achsadu, you cannot lechatchila do achsadu in the daytime. So what is the Braita talking about? The Braita must be talking about bedi'evet. The Braita is talking about bedi'evet when you miss the night. You miss the night. And now it's now the daytime. Don't check in the daytime by sunlight. So how should you check? Must be telling me a chiddush. That even at daytime, you need to have the candlelight, and candlelight helps you in the daytime as well. That's the chiddush that comes out according to Machlokes Rishonim we had yesterday. Now, we want to learn today the Ritva and the Rambam. It included in the Mount Akonis I sent the other day. Ritva, you have the Ritva Rabbanot?
Yeah.
What do you also do, Yaakov?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ritva, brings this Yerushalmi. Shal of Yerushalmi. It's the second Mamokim I sent you. Chidush Ritva, Mesechet Stochen Zayin on the Beis. Tanu Rabbanon, in Beis Kiel Oyachal. That's Abraham. Shal of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asked the question, V'chi Yeish Chama Balaylo? Is the sun at night? Meaning, like we explained, that the Gemara, Yerushalmi, never had a half a minute that you can chatzchila check in the daytime. And therefore, the Braita was telling me, in Beitkin, they must be telling me at the nighttime. It can't be at nighttime because there's no sun at night. There's no sun at night. So what do you mean, in Beitkin, there is no sun at night? And they answered that it's referring to me, Shalai Bodak, be Yudalid, Yivdak, be Yom Yudalid. It's referring to that halacha. The Mishnah says later on, if somebody didn't check on the night of the 14th, he should check on the day of the 14th Shachris. His price is telling me, Afila be Yom, Sarich, Lo'oi, Hanem. Even in the daytime, you need to have a candlelight. Yeah? I mean, the Yishami says, what's this writer telling me, don't check in sunlight? Of course not. There's no sun at night, and you have to check at night time. There it is. No, we're talking about bidi'evad when you miss time, and now it's daytime. So we're saying you don't check by sunlight, you need a candle. Okay, you see that you need a candle even in the day. There's the ritual. Kos of harit. Harit must have been his rebbe. Kos of harit. The Braita, he makes a very, very, very important point here. The Braita is looking for a time when a person has to speak in the day. And what's the answer? When do we have a case when a person doesn't speak in the day? Says Yerushalmi. When's the case when you do speak in the day? Rabbi Yaakov, what does Yerushalmi say?
When you start to do it at night.
What about other cases? What about other situations? What about the situations of somebody going away on a journey? What about him? And he's checking chametz 3 weeks before Pesach. Can he do it in the day? Or does he have to do it at night?
Presumably he can do it in the day because there's no special mitzvah of the night of the 14th.
Well, thank you, Yaakov, for that. Says the Ritvah, Misham Inon. From here you see that Kol Hecha De Efsha, whenever you can, Ein Lo Yilidok Ela Belayo. You can have to check everything in the night. De Lo Yashkehu. The Braita could not, the Rishalmi could not find. De Yashkehu Hasam Ikimta. The Rishalmi could not find another situation such as the Beit V'Yud Gimel, Oya Hoylef Mashiach, Oya Mephoresh V'Yam. You see that the Braita could not find, the Yishalmi could not find any other situation other than if you're checking in the 14th. That means when you miss the night of Dikas Chometz, Then you want to know how to check. Well, tell you know how to check. You check with the sun in conjunction with the candle. But if you're going on a journey long before the night of the 14th, can you do a Bdikas Chametz in the daytime? No, not even with a candle. You can't do Bdikas Chametz in the daytime with the sunlight and the candle, not even with a candle. Why? Because you see, the Rishami was looking for what on earth could this Christ be talking about? And the only answer he could give was when you miss the night of the 14th. And therefore, you've got no other night to do it. You've got no other night. You've got no other night. So you have to do it now in the daytime. Daytime together with a candle. But if you're going on a journey, there is a night still to come during the nighttime. Don't do it in the day, but rather do it in the night. Chiddush, a chiddush halacha that came out from this Gemara, from these Rishonim. Yeah, y'all see, I'm standing on the Rishonim thing. Excellent. Now we have one more of my Malkim to learn, the Shittas Rambam. And the reason why I'm learning this Rambam is because in this Rambam, in the Kesef Mishnah of the Rambam, there's an important way of how to learn the Gemara. It's an important point which he brings out in Havanas HaSugya, in Havanas HaSugya. So we're going to learn it purely as Pashat Pshat in our Gemara. Rambam says like this, in Boitkin, Loi Loi Alvana, Loi Loi Achama, Loi Loi Avuke, El Loi Ane. That is basically the Braisa. What did you say? You switched the order somewhat, right. And you put the Levana first. Yeah. I'll leave it for now. I can tell you a shout, but it's not the focus I wanted to say. Maybe afterwards, if you want, I can tell you what I think. Bamed Vamamurim, Bechoyim, Ovimachbois. With holes, if you have cracks, if you have cracks really, it's really places, soaring places in walls which are shielded from the sunlight. Avlech Sadra, Patinech Sadra, Sha'oyo Rav, which has tremendous light, in Bodko, Lo'oy HaChamo Dayu. If you checked it by sunlight, that's good enough. Enter a chotzer, in the middle of a chotzer, enter a bediki. You don't need a bediki at all. Mivnei sha'oi chayis. Remember, the Gemara says ovin. But we said it doesn't mean dafka ovin. It means any bird. But the Rambam says, nei sha'oi chayis mitsuyin shom. Vein oichlin kol chomit sheyipol shom. And they eat any chomit that has it. So the Rambam basically told us a sikkum of our Gemara. Again, what's a sikkum? You can't check, not according to the light of the moon, or the sun, or avuka, but rather candlelight. What's that talking about? Places which are shielded from the sunlight. But an achsadra sha'oyo rav, which has tremendous amount of light, in bodka lo'ya chamo dayu. If you checked it by sunlight, it's good enough. Have you noticed in the email I sent, I underlined the words in bodka. Imbodka. Imbodka sounds bidi-evet. Bidi-evet, if you check it, by sunlight, is good enough. Means lechatchila, you shouldn't be doing it by sunlight. But bidi-evet, if you do it by sunlight, it's good enough. These two words of the Rambam don't.
Is that the style to be mitiachas to the bidi'evet before you talk about what you should do, ideally? I can be mitiachas to Lashon, but I'm saying, wouldn't I expect him to say, do this?
Not earlier he did. In the beginning of the Rambam, he tells us you're meant to do bidi'evet chametz at night and in the house with a candle. It's summer. So what the question is, and these two words are very difficult, because the Rambam seems to be saying that achsadra to check by sunlight is bidi'evet. Now in the Gemara it seems to say that checking a stadra by sunlight is the chatchila. Kenan the Gemara, that's why we're learning this Rambam, because Mishnah points this out. The Gemara said, the Braita tells me, don't check by sunlight, but rather with a candle. Right? Don't check solely by sunlight, but rather do it with a candle. Read the Gemara. Read the Gemara. Where are you talking about? If it's on Achotze, you don't need to do any bedikah. If it's talking about an astadra, Rava says an astadra, you can just check with candlelight. You can check with candlelight. Rava says astadra, you can check with candlelight. With sunlight. Astadra, you can check with sunlight. Not at all. The Bryce is telling me that you can't check with sunlight. Rava, you need to do it in conjunction with a candle. But Rava said, you can check an astadra with sunlight. That's what the Gemara said. Now, if Rava only meant Bidi Eved, if Rava meant to say that if you checked an astadra with sunlight, you are Yetzer, Bidi Eved, you're Yetzer, then what was the question of the Gemara Bechla? What's the Gemara asking at all? The Brayt is telling me what to do Lachatchila, and Rava is saying, what happens, Bidi Eved? The Brayt says, you should not check just with sunlight. Rather do it in conjunction with a candle. And Robert's saying, but you should know, if you did check an achsadra just purely with sunlight, you're yoysa. So there's no question in the Gemara Bechla. If the Gemara asks the steer between Rava and the Braisa, it means they're speaking about the same thing. And whatever the Braisa is talking about, that he's talking about. So the Braisa says, don't check the Achsadra by sunlight. Rava said you can check an Achsadra by sunlight. So that's a steer. Because the Bryce is telling me you can't, and Rava's saying you can. But if Rava just means that Bidi Eved, if you did your Yoitza, but the Bryce is telling you what the Chatzchili you should do, and Rava's telling you Bidi Eved, if you Yoitza. What's the question, Lechra? Why is there a steer? The Braita tells me, you can't check like sunlight on its own. You need a candle as well. Read the Gemara. What with an Achsadra? Amar Rav Achsadra Loyun Dekes. Achsadra Yoyitza Bidi Eved. If you check with the sunlight. Yeah, very good. Achsadra Yoyitza Bidi Eved. But not Lechatchila. And the Braita tells me Lechatchila, you should not check an Achsadra with sunlight on its own. So there's no kasha. But how can the Rambam tell me that the halacha of Rava is only Bidi Eved? How can the Rambam say that Rava that said Achsadra Lo'ora Nivdekes means Bidi Eved Yoyotza? How can that be? You're following the question. It's a question in Avon of the whole Gemara. When Rava says, when Rava said, Achsadra la'oyo nivdekes, what did Rava mean? Achsadra la'oyo nivdekes, what did Rava mean? He meant, lechatchila, you can just use the sunlight to check the achsadra, or did he mean, if you check the sunlight, instead of doing it in conjunction with a candle, you are yotzer? What did Rava mean?
Surely when he says nivdekes, it means pretty ever. It's for checked.
Actually, in grammar, it's the other way around. In grammar, Asadra, I thought you was asked the other way around. Nechemishna asked the other end. Asadra la'oyer nevdekes is saying how it can be done, meaning lechatchila. Asadra la'oyer nevdekes, it is checked with sunlight. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, if you checked it, you're Yoitzer. If you checked it, you're Yoitzer. So now we need to understand what did Rava say? Rava said, Achsadra lo'oyer nivdekes. You meant lechatchila. That's what you should do. Come the 14th of the day, and you have a load of sun. Lechatchila, go ahead and check the Achsadra with sunlight. Or, what did Rava mean? No, you should have used a candle. But if you didn't use a candle, you are yetzer. As opposed to other parts of your house, which if you didn't use a candle, you're not yetzer at all. You have to do it, you have to go and do it again. So what did Rava mean? The Rambam seems to have learned that Rava meant only for the avenue yetzer.
But it sounds from the Hemshech of the Gemara also that it's the Chachila, because the Gemara starts by saying, he's saying, why do you need a candle? A Chatzar, you don't need to check at all. And a Sadra, you can do it by the light. So it sounds like we're starting with what's Makel, and we're working our way up to what you would need a candle.
Yeah. I think the question which the Kesef Mishnah asks is even stronger. The whole question doesn't stop. The Brides is telling me what the Chachila to do. Don't check with the sun, but rather do it together with the candle. And now you tell me, Rava said, "B'diavad yoyeitzer." So what? So what? Why that question on me? I'm telling you what lechatchila you should do. There's a bunch of things in Yiddishkeit where we start with one thing lechatchila, but b'diavad yoyeitzer otherwise. Right? There are all tons of things like that. Lechatchila you should prepare food that can be prepared before Yontif. Lechatchila you should prepare before Yontif. If you didn't, then you can do it on Yontif with the shinner. There's tons of things like that. So yeah, as well, lechatchila you should be checking together with conjunction with the candle. If you didn't do it, you're yaitza. So that's the question, Makram. So on earth is the Gemara asking on Rava, from Rava, if Rava only means v'diavad. But the Rambam says clearly, in Bodka, the Rambam says clearly, it's only v'diavad. So we have a tremendous difficulty in the Rambam. How to learn this Gemara? Tremendous difficulty. Telecha Mishnah actually wants to say the Rambam's lav dafka. Because of this kasha, he says it doesn't mean b'di'evet. Rambam, even though the Rosh of the Rambam means mashma b'di'evet, but he says that it can't be that, because then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So he says the Rosh doesn't mean that. Says, my dekos Rabbeinu in vodka lav dafka. Big doichet. We know the Rambam is so makrit on every word he says. There's a big, big doichik to say such a thing. So what are we going to do? How are we going to answer this difficulty on the Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah ends off, Kesef Mishnah ends off with a line from the Ram. Kosef HaRam. It's probably the Ram Rothenberg. That the Rambam really holds that lechatchila you should check an achsadra at night time. Like we saw in all those Yishayin B'Shem the Yerushalmi. That the Rambam holds achsadra should be checked at night time. Not like Rashi. Rashi said achsadra can lechatchila be checked at day. But the Rambam holds lechatchila it should be checked at night time. If you missed it, and you're now in the day, or maybe even if you did it in the day before, then you're yaitza. But the chatchila, it should be done at night. And that's why he says, in bodka la'oyachamo. In bodka la'oyachamo means, b'di'evet, in the daytime, and if you just checked it with the sun, you'd be yetzer. Because the chatchila, you should have done it at night with the candle. Now at least we understand the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about in the daytime. The Gemara says, there is no sun at night. The Gemara is talking about in the daytime. And the Gemara says, in bodka la'oyachamo. Don't check la'oyachamo. Don't check my sunlight. But rather with a candle. Rava told us not like that. Rava said, an achsadra can b'di'evet be checked by sunlight. Why only b'di'evet? Because the chatchila do it in the nighttime. But the Braisa wasn't talking about that. The Braisa was talking about doing it in the day. And the Braisa was saying, in the daytime, don't rely on sun, you also need a candle. Rava's saying,
Huh? Are we saying the Bryce is talking about the day? It also refers to the moon.
Right. But this point of the Chama, is talking about the day. Like the Yerushalmi spoke out. Yerushalmi said, in both Kavala and Chama, it's just done at night. So you mean you missed a night and you're doing it in the day. So once you missed the night and you're doing it in the day, how do you check an Asadra? Obviously, we're now in a b'di'evet situation. Because you should have done it in the night. But once you missed the night, and you're now in the day, how should you do Bdikas Chametz? the Brayta is saying, not with the sun on its own. You have to use it in conjunction with a candle. You have to do it in conjunction with a candle. To which the Gemara says, but an achsav is not like that, because an achsav in this situation, now that you're past the 14th, the chapchila, in this situation, you can do it just with the candle on, with just with the sunlight on its own. In this situation, after the night of the 14th, just use the sunlight on its own. We can't be talking about achsavim. So why is the Rambam talking about imbodka b'dyevet? Why is the Rambam talking about imbodka b'dyevet? Because you should have really done it the night before. But now that you are in this situation, on the day of the 14th, then if you ask the Rambam, how should I check the astadra? He'll tell you lechatchila to check it with the sunlight. You don't need a candle. This situation we're in now, in this busy Eved situation, lechatchila, you go ahead and check just with the sunlight. That's not like the Brayta. The Brayta was saying that you shouldn't check it just with the sunlight. That was the Gemara's question. Which the Gemara said, you're right, the Brayta wasn't talking about an astadra. The Brayta was talking about a room that has sunlight, but not direct in line of the sunlight. Right, it's clear? So before we just go on to the next study, I just want to read together the Gemara from the beginning of the Gemara until we get to the end. It's a bit of Gemara we haven't learned even. I want to start from Tomer Abomam, from there, a sikkim of everything we've learned, and then we're ready for the next study. So we're going to start back on Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, Tomer Abomam. Tana Abana, in Baitkin, Loilo Yahama, Loilo Yahavana, Loilo Yahavuke. Don't check. Not with sunlight, not with moonlight, and not with the light of a torch, Eloilo Yahane. So these light words, in Baitkin, Loilo Yahama, have seen to Mahalchim, doesn't mean to say, like Rashi, I'm telling you a chiddush. You can't check bright rooms by sunlight, but rather do it at night. Or, according to Yerushalmi, in Baitkin Lola Achama means even in the daytime, don't rely on the sun, but rather do it together with a candle. Vimnei Sharei Aneh Yofa Lebedika. Don't rely on the sun or the moon, or a torch, but only a candle, because I don't know if it's a bedikah. Even though we have no proof, I am in a Torah, that you have to use a candlelight. When the Brayta says, I don't want you to rely on the Reah Chama, what's it referring to? Hechad of Inei Mevachotze, telling me don't rely on the sun in the Chotze. Oh, my Rava, Chotze in the Tzich of Bedika. Chotze doesn't need any Bedika. You don't need any Bedika there. Why? Menesha Oivim, because the crows, but we've seen that, doesn't mean that for crows, any birds, Mitzuin Shom, are available there, are found there. And therefore, the Chomets would have been eaten already. So you don't need to do a bedika, Ela Bastadra. Must be referring to an Astadra. Ela Bastadra. Right? It's really answers the second part of the question. Second prong question. Ela Bastadra. Maybe we're talking about Astadra. Astadra, he said, is a pergola, which is an area that's got full of light. So it's a courtyard, covered part of a courtyard that's open on one side, and there's a lot shining in there. And maybe that's why he's talking about where you were all in the sun. Oh, my Rava, Achsav Eloyanim Deket. Rava said that in the Chatzchila, in this situation, the Chatzchila, you can use sunlight. The Chatzchila, you can use sunlight. Oh, my Rava, Achsav Eloyanim Deket. Can the Chatzchila use sunlight? Why am I saying the Chatzchila, not Bidiyavet? Because if it's Bidiyavet, I have a question. Because I'm telling you, you don't use sunlight, but if it's Bidiyavet, you're Yotze. So we're saying, no, it must mean, you can use sunlight. So why are you telling me not to use sunlight? You can use sunlight. Oh, so you want to know what it's talking about? La ruba. You must be referring to a room that has sunlight. Has it got sunlight in the room? Because it's got a skylight. Or the heichal. Where are you checking? Ile Bahadi Aruba is checking in line with the skylight. Hainu Achsadeh. That's exactly the same as Achsadeh. You've got a place that's got direct sunlight shining at it, bright sunlight shining at it. Of course, you could do Bedika using that. The Chatzila, even without a candle. We must be talking about whether you want to check in the daytime by the sides of the skylight. Not directly in line with the skylight, but the sides. So there we say, according to Yerushalmi, you can't do it by sunlight on its own, you have to use a candle as well. Right? If you check those areas in the day, you have to use a candle as well.
I'm not sure of the exact material, and the skylights were very small. But in our kind of room, even if you have a window, which is a relatively small kind of window, the sun is shining, not directly. The whole room is bright. I mean, I think it gives you much better light than even a candle does in practice. Since the funny thing that you want to
The room is definitely light. We're not denying that. We're talking about the sunlight here. The shaila is it even in that situation you need a candle as well, right? So we're saying in that situation you need a candle as well, right?
Yeah, but it's very difficult. The light is shining in the skylight. How much light is shining? How much? It's a very vague kind of a situation that he's saying here.
It needs to be directly shining on it. Not that the room is light because there happens to be sunlight in the room. You need to have it when it's clearly shining on it.
And that's for a very short period during the day. A relatively short period.
Whatever it is, yeah.
It doesn't say you need direct, you need to see the ball of the sun in order to, it's just saying that you have to be adjacent to the window.
You have the sun rays shining directly on it.
Ahmed, do you have to have the sun?
Sun rays.
Well, it doesn't say that.
What does it say?
It just says you have to have a, why is not the light from the sky? You have to be adjacent to a window that doesn't have to say you have to see the sun.
You have to have the sun is shining directly into it. What are you saying? That maybe it's good enough even if there's no sun, just the light of the outside is shining into it.
It didn't say the sun.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's saying it's good enough. The fact is, light of the outside directly shining directly inside.
I mean, that's what I would have thought should work.
No, I would disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. So this is what we're coming out now in the Rambam, that in the daytime, and they're coming out from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara. In the daytime, you have to check together with a candle, unless you're directly in line of this Achsadra. That is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. In top of Lamed Gimel, it's gotten hay. He says there as well that Keneged, the Achsadra, Bidyeved, if you didn't check the night before, then it's good enough and you don't need another candle. But otherwise, you would need another candle as well. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rav Yishenim, Mishavur paskens like Rav Yishenim, that you should not lechatchila do an astadra in the day. Lechatchila astadra has to be done at night by candlelight. But b'di'eved, if you didn't do it at night, then astadra can be done just with the sunlight. I'm calling it sunlight. I hear where Daniel's jumping on me. I don't mean when I say sunlight that there's... Oh my gosh, what's Matthew up to? What? Oh, the cat's in the house. 1 second.
No, there's no
way to cat. Oh, boy. So, sorry, we had an unwanted visitor. Good thing I was here today. Okay, so, where are we holding here? Oh, yes, about this fundraiser. Say, if we just turn around a minute to look at your Bernard's windows. Well, I mean, we don't need to turn around, but Bernard has to. You see the sunlight coming through the window there. There's no sun rays, there's no sun, Mamish, but there's sun...
So that's what I'm saying, so the way it's flooding, I mean, there's no sun and it's completely overcast. There isn't any sign of sun here at the moment.
Yep,
look at the floor. Look at your lighting. Narsha closes his lighting, and look at the floor. You're going to see dark spots.
That's the point I meant. I don't mean whether you need to have direct, sun rays as you see it. I mean, if you turn off your lights a minute, Bernard, you'd see that the sun, that light is shining on a particular place. And that place where it's shining on, you can check by sunlight, by that sun.
Yeah, without the light, it's quite dark, it's much darker. Right? But I mean, you can still see every corner and every...
You're right, you can see. We know when the Gemara says, "Ein beis galay hacham," means... Of course you could see, otherwise it's not a question. In the nighttime, of course you can't use the sun because there's no sun. So we're talking about when you can see, but it's not enough for Bedikas Chametz. You need to have your candle as well. Rabbi Yaakov will tell us the English word for that area of the, it's not sunlight, I don't know what it is. It's
daylight,
okay, very tough. Okay, so here goes.
Okay, are we going to go back to the Rosh afterwards and what does he do with
this?
I mean, because we're saying that we're talking about the Chachila, otherwise there's no Kstira, and yet the Rosh seems to be saying that we're talking about B'dieved. So now we're reading the Gemara, but we're reading it the way Rashi learns, the way the Rambam learns, we still have to deal with how the Rosh learns.
No, what we're saying is that we're talking about B'dieved situation because you should have checked in the night before. But once you haven't checked the night before, then the chatchili you can check without a candle. The Rosh is saying it's b'di'eved because you should have checked the night before, which the Rambam's also saying.
Okay, so we're talking about the chatchila b'di'eved. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, in a situation of b'di'eved, this is the chatchila you should be. Right. Okay, fine. Let's try and get an answer to the two dots. We should manage it. What's wrong with using an avuke? Why can't you use an avuke? What's wrong with using an avuke? Oh my Rava. Rava says, my defib, the noige, k'oi, tia, kanaim, yodi loi, vishom chevyoin uzoi, the posuk. And from we learn from that pasuk, lema tzadikim doimim, lema tzadikim doimim b'fnei shchina. What? How are tzadikim comparable when you compare them in front of the shchina? Kineh b'fnei avuka. Tzadikim are like a ner in front of a massive torch. So what do we want to see from here? You see, a torch gives tremendous amounts of light. The shchina is comparable to a torch. It gives tremendous amount of light. So why on earth should it be that you are not, why can't you do Bedikas Chametz with the light of a torch? More than that, Vamay Rava, Avuka, I'm just going to mute somebody, it's a bit noisy. Avuka, not sure it is. Stop. Avuke, Vamayama Avuke, Navdala Mitzamina Mukha. Avuke, Favdala is Mitzamina Mukha. You see, Favdala, we want as much light as we can. And you see, Avuke is very good. So, why is it, you're saying that Bedikas Chametz, Avuke doesn't give a good light. Why shouldn't it give a good light? The sin is comparable to Avuke. Avdala, we want to use an Avuke. So the Gemara says, "Father, we never said Avuka doesn't give a lot of light. You can't say that. But rather, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Ze yochoy lachnisa lechoyim alestokim, Ze eini yochoy lachnisa lechoyim alestokim. One, you can put into, you can, the candle you can bring into small areas, while a torch you can't. So therefore, when we're doing Bedikas Chametz, we need to use a torch, a candle, because that you can bring into smaller areas. Tiv Zidoma, Zeroy Lepronov, Vizeroy Laachov. So this, I don't know anything about chemistry or physics on this, but it says when you hold a torch, you, the light provides light behind you, behind it. Now saying a candle provides light in front of it. So when you're doing Zikr Samet, you're checking in front of you, not behind you. And therefore, you need to have a candle that provides light in front of you. So I don't know, I don't understand the chemistry of this, but if it is, as they say in the Gemara, I'm a Kabbalist. A Pop Alma, high boys, high low boys, with the torch, you're scared it's going to burn down the whole house. And therefore, so if you're scared, you won't be able to do good Zikr because you won't, you'll be worried. Similar to Agola, the Moshe. Says when you do Agola, you do kashing kalim, you have to kasha, and it only works if you're not going to be scared that this kli is going to get ruined by what you're doing. Now if you're kashing a kli, and you're worried that the heat of the water, the heat of the liver will spoil the kli, then we're worried, you don't do a good job. So here's the same. I'm worried the house will burn down, and therefore I won't do a good job. And the last one we'll say in a second. Let me just ask, how did everyone understand the first thing? When the Gemara said, Zei yochel lachnis lechoyim lestokim, what did that mean? How did you understand the first one? Zei yochel lachnis
lechoyim. The cracks and crevices, and you can take a candle into areas which you couldn't take a torch?
Why can't you take a torch, sir?
One is wider. It might be a tiny crack. Or a crevice where the torch would kind of start a fire or be close to...
That's the pshat, yeah? I'm just saying, right. That's the pshat. The pshat's not, you can't bring it in there because you're scared that the house will burn down, because that's another pshat in the Gemara. The pshat is, a small area, a torch possibly won't get in, a candle will get in. And the Papa and the last one was a Vinoma, Hai Moshach Nehoyo, by Miktif Iktufi. One, the candle burns nicely, burns well. And the other one, it jumps all the time. And since it jumps, it's not so easy to check with such a bezika. It doesn't give such a good light for it. So let's see Rashi now. V'noiget. Noiget shall osid v'tzadikim. The light in the future of the tzadikim will be so bright, will be like the light of the Shivas Meibreishis. We know when Hashem originally created the world, there was light from one side of the world to the other. You could see from one side to the other side. That's going to be the brightness of the Tzadikim Lossi Lovei. Karanayim, Veloshen Ki Karan Oyepono. Meshur Abeinu, it says about Meshur Abeinu, his face has a certain shine to it. Vizauruim miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy letzadik, the zaruim is the shine from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be given to loy letzadik, will be given to the tzadik mizim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelchu zaruim, there'll be shine rays, basically rays going from the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahakrin Pene ha-tzadikim. To shine the faces of the tzadikim. It'll be a bit like the sun and the moon. The sun gives shine to the moon, and the moon shines on. So it'll be Hashem's got tremendous light. It'll be from his light will be shone on the faces of the tzadikim, who they themselves, therefore, will be exuding tremendous light. The light of the tzaddikim won't be like the light of Hashem, rather like the ner in front of an avuke. So we saw that avuke is very bright. So he's saying, no, the difference is that by avuke, the person holding an avuka lefonavu bridik, he's checking forwards, not backwards. Herkach ein yafel abdika, therefore it's not good for abdika. Second shot was, or third shot really, boys. Mitziari, person scared, shalayamis abayis, he shouldn't burn down the house. Vein liboy al abdiki yofen. And therefore he's not going to do a very good bdika. Hay moshech nohoyei, hay haneh nimshach omarech bimkoymoy. The neh is nimshach omarech bimkoymoy. Vein egoylek bekritzes. It's steady flame. Doesn't jump. El anoch bimokim echot. It stays in one place. Masha'in kein a torch is niktif iktufi nifsik. It breaks off the kopis and jumps, tomid, loshen akritrim aloyach, as the posuk in Eos. You see that there's a avuko jumps about and therefore doesn't have a good steady flame from Dikis Chom. What's Mishra Berurah say about this? One second. In the Avuka. So he says you can't use Avuka because you can't bring into Chaim stocking. And also because you're scared they'll burn down the house. And it doesn't say the reason of it jumping around. It doesn't say the reason because it's jumping around. Okay. So that is what the Gemara says. Very good. Okay, that's the sugya. That's the sugya which we've had. We're now starting after the shem on Sunday, the new sugya of where to check. I'll try and write up some questions and send them out on the last sugya which we learned. I'll see if I manage to do that after the shem tomorrow, today. Lineida. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
What about placing the avuka above, or multiple avukas above in different locations in the room, and creating it similar to sunlight? I mean, the sunlight also goes into stuckim and into the holes.
The Rambam said that sunlight doesn't go in stuckim.
I'm saying, why can't we now? What about artificial light now?
Right, indeed. Now artificial light, torches for instance, you could use a torch, because a torch has all these mitres. A torch, our panas, has all these mitres. It can get into the cracks, small enough to get into the cracks. It doesn't burn your house down, it doesn't jump. So that's perfectly fine. Chayes, what about the light of the house? The light of the house is a bit harder to say, because although the light of the house lights up the house, but doesn't get into under the nooks and crannies. For instance, if you look, I'm looking now, if you look under the table, it's not as bright. So you don't have sunlight there. You don't have direct light. Everyone's got a different minhagim about this. Do you turn off your light? Do you turn off your light when you do the Bdikas Chametz? Everyone's got a different minhagim about this. Do you turn? I think in England we're not makbid about it. I don't think in England we're makbid to turn off the light. Based on what we're saying today, you could wonder about it. What would you say? I mean, we saw that Achatzila, you shouldn't check a sada in the... Achatzila, you shouldn't check a sada in the day. That we saw. But rather in the night. So what was pshat in that? Is that pshat? Why should you Achatzila do it at night? Is pshat because a candle at night is so much better than sunlight. And therefore Achatzila, you should do it at night. If so, then I could here turn off all the light so that the candle should work. Because if the light's on, then the candle's not going to be so bright. If that's the pshat, say that. I can understand such a minute. But if the pshat why you shouldn't do it at night is because you should dafka do it at night is because that's the time when people are at home. Like we learned of Dalet and Aleph. It's the time when Bnei Adam is sitting the base on. And therefore we don't want you to do it in the day because in the day you might forget about it. But at night you should do it. Because then it's the ultimate sin of Esau. So then now, we never saw that a candlelight is better than daylight. We just saw that nighttime is better than daytime because at nighttime people are home. So maybe then according to that, you could leave your sunlight on, you could leave your light on and have a candle because nobody ever said that there's something wrong with having a daylight with a candle. So here you've got your daylight light, your electricity. Together with a candle, and it's at the time when everyone's at home. We call Alamidus. That seems to be two minhagim of Klal Yisrael some people are makbid to turn off all the lights because they hold that the candle light is better at night, and that's the idea. Candlelight is better at night. So don't do achad in the day. But do it at night because candlelight is better then. And those that are makbid about it, they learn, no, there's nothing wrong doing candlelight together with night, with day. The only problem is, the reason why you shouldn't do an achsadra by day, lachatchila, is because people are not at home during the day. They're at home at night. And you should do it at night, because at night time is a better time when people are more, it's a more practical time. People are more at home then. So if I'm doing it at night, should I turn off the light? Kuntala, there's no Indian on turning off a light. Everyone should do their minig, what they do at home, not, there are definitely two customs about it. Anyway, the two customs. Okay, have a good day, everyone. A good Shabbat. We'll meet again. Yes, Hashem.
Have a wonderful Shabbat.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a good Shabbat. Stay well.
Shabbat.
Yopi, you asked the question before in the Rambam. Why the Rambam says, Lo'ya Chama after Lo'ya Alvona. Right? Let's say a suggestion. Maybe I'll look around. It wasn't some level now. I didn't notice it beforehand, but maybe I'll look around. But suggestion is when the Rambam wanted to put Oil Avonah first, because that's really the time you're meant to be doing B'dikas Chametz. And telling you, even at the time when you're meant to be doing B'dikas Chametz, you shouldn't use the Oil Avonah. And you shouldn't use Oil Chamal, because anyway, Chamal is only B'dievid, the next stage that it's referring to. So first you talk about a night time with the Levana, and then he talks about a daytime with the Chama. Perhaps that's why he changed around the order. Perhaps. Okay.
Quick question?
Then we might ask the question as to why the Brisa said the Ol Chama first.
I thought you'd ask that. Yeah. Go on. Yeah, Daniel.
Why does the Gemara have to bring their positive to tell me an avuka is brighter than a candle?
Oh, very good question. A very good question. Now, what we're trying to ask, you would have thought that an avuka, you would have thought an avuka has got less light than a candle, right? Yeah. And all my Rebbe Yeshiva would say, but I don't know if it's the Emes answer. But there were other places we had a similar thing where it says, Ishtakal b'raisa b'ra alma. The Metzias in the world is based on what it says in the Torah. So if you want to know about the sun being brighter, the candle bright or not, you say, I've got a pasuk in the first and avuk is brighter. So I've got a pasuk, so that's the Ikka Metzias. Hayazami, I've got Metzias, I see it in my eyes. That's not the Ikka Metzias. Ikka Metzias is what it says in Tanakh. But I must be honest, I had this aura. I don't really know an emes of pshat. Besides this pshat, which might be emes, but why we have to bring tzukim to show that it's a brighter light.
Thank you, Rabbi.